Restoring My Soul, Wednesday the 16th of April, Looking Upon Christ. At this time, the Spirit is calling us all to cease from hiding our faces from Christ, so that we can be delivered from the iniquitous projections that impede our participation in the fellowship of agape, and can be established in our sanctification. Thankfully, the Spirit is enabling us to look upon and to see the Son of Man. Emphasizing this imperative, the Apostle John recounted Jesus' interaction with the man who was born blind. Hearing that the man had been cast out of the synagogue, Jesus found him and said to him, "Do you believe in the Son of God?" The man asked, "Who is he, Lord, that I may believe in him?" Significantly, Jesus answered, "You have both seen him, and it is he who is talking with you." In other words, the man had been enabled to look upon and see the Son of Man, and was receiving his word as a disciple of Christ. Now illuminated and filled with faith, the man responded, saying, "Lord, I believe," and he worshipped Jesus. Jesus then summed up the whole matter which the Spirit is presently highlighting to us, saying, "For judgment I have come into this world, that those who do not see may see, and that those who see may be made blind." When our eyes are open to see Christ, it is an astonishing interaction. The prophet Isaiah noted, "Just as many were astonished at you, so his visage was marred more than any man." A person is astonished when they see that Christ's visage was marred more than any man's, and then to understand that this marring was because of their fallen projection that had been transferred to him. This interaction with Christ quickens faith. As a believer looks on him whom they have pierced, as Peter did, they are able to mourn for Christ as for a firstborn. This mourning leads to repentance, establishing them on the pathway of salvation. The references used in today's devotions are Isaiah chapter 53 verse 3, John chapter 9 verses 35 to 39, Isaiah chapter 52 verse 14, Zechariah chapter 12 verse 10, and 2 Corinthians chapter 7 verse 10. For further study, 2 Corinthians chapter 7.